Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
A little bit of volcanic deja vu this morning. You may remember the story when another Icelandic volcano erupted and spread ash all over Europe. It took me a while to learn how to pronounce that one. Now I got to learn how to pronounce it, how to pronounce Grímsvötn, which erupted on Sunday in Iceland. The main international airport there has been closed, all domestic flights canceled. And we're going to have to check in with Matthew Roberts of the Iceland Meteorological Office. Matthew, is this going to be as much as large as an eruption as we saw?
Hopefully not, no. However, this is a large eruption by any measure. Grímsvötn last erupted in 2004, and the eruption that began on Saturday afternoon has turned out to be approximately 10 times larger than last year's eruption of the infamous Eyjafjallajökull.
Although this one, Grímsvötn, is a larger volcano.
Yes, it is a larger volcano, and also it erupts more frequently. It's quite a surprise that such a frequently erupting volcano has produced such a substantially larger eruption. At the moment, ash is being lofted into the air over Iceland to elevations initially up to 20 kilometers above sea level. Thankfully, the height of the plume has decreased substantially. However, ash is still being dispersed over large areas and is certainly traveling now offshore and becoming entrained in the jet stream and also in a low-pressure system which is presently building over the northern parts of the UK.
We're speaking with Matthew Roberts of the Iceland Meteorological Office. As I understand it, the bad news is that these are larger grains coming out of this particular volcano. The good news is that it doesn't look like the weather is conducive to actually spreading that ash all over Europe. Is that both correct?
Certainly, the weather situation is different, thankfully, from last year's eruption in Iceland. Last year's eruption in Iceland coincided with a very strong northerly wind, which helped to propel ash southwards. The weather situation is more complex. As I mentioned, there is a large low developing over the UK. The problem now is that this low might help to catapult volcanic ash into European airspace. The most important question at the moment is how much ash is in the atmosphere, and how far dispersed is it from the eruption site? And this is now being rapidly assessed.
And another question is, what's the next volcano to erupt?
That's true. This is a very active country, over 30 active volcanoes. This volcano, Grímsvötn, has been on our agenda for some months now. We've seen progressive increases in seismicity and other measurable changes which led us to suspect that this volcano would erupt. There are other sites such as Hekla, which are all capable of producing large volcanic eruptions. So we live in very interesting times.
All right. So let me just ask you about pronunciations here. It took me a while to learn how to say the other one. I'm going to test it with you. Eyjafjallajökull, is that correct?
Oh, that's not bad at all. Yes, well done.
Okay, all right. But this one seems a little bit easier, but I could be wrong. It looks like one's pronounced
Grímsvötn. Shorter word to pronounce.
Grímsvötn?
Grímsvötn. Literally, Grimmer's Lake in English. That's the literal translation.
Oh, I thought Gríms was a name.
Yes, it is. Yes, so it's Grimmer's Lake, the Lake of Grimmer.
Well, which is not a lake at all, but a volcano, actually. That's
exactly.
An Icelandic joke. Is that the Icelandic form of humor there, Matthew Roberts? No.
Wonderful.
I'm Matthew Roberts of the Iceland Meteorological Office. He's monitoring the erupting volcano there, which, as you heard, is pronounced Grímsvötn. You almost don't even say the N at the end.